Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to this podcast ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
A listener note, this episode contains adult content and language.
Angel has been talking to this guy, Antonio.
Has he ever asked you for money?
Yes.
What? Now it just seems like a scam.
Oh.
His wife's in on it. I can't believe this guy.
So he knows we're onto it.
Oh my God.
Just want to know why.
He's the most manipulative catfish you've ever had.
Do you know this person?
From MTV and Wondery, I'm Neve Schulman, and this is Catfish the Podcast, where we uncover the truths and lies about love in the digital world and help people find out if someone really is who they say they are. Now, our most shocking episodes are adapted for your ears for the very first time. On this episode, Angel and Antonio.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Neve and company. My name is Angel. I'm 23-year-old single mom from Valdosta, Georgia. I've been in an online relationship with a 25-year-old guy named Antonio James, who also lives in Valdosta. I actually met Antonio when he messaged me on the dating app Plenty of Fish. Right off the bat, things were great and actually moved pretty fast as we started chatting every day. Funny enough, Antonio was also a single parent with a 4-year-old daughter. So we talked a lot about the good, the bad, and the ugly of raising young daughters.
LOL. Seems a little good. Oh, I also have a 4-year-old daughter. I'm already
friends.
Suspicious.
Right. Antonio is unlike anyone I've ever met before. He's sweet, caring, supportive of my goals of going back to school, and he has a lot of ambition. He works at a nightclub as a DJ, all the while raising his 4-year-old daughter on his own. As things grew, I began pushing more and more to meet up, but Antonio always found it difficult to make it happen. He travels a lot for work, which I get and all, but it feels like he's been dodging meeting me. Valdosta is not a big town at all, so it's a little hard for me to see why we can't just meet up. I'm so torn. On one hand, I love Antonio. I'm ready to build a future with him. But on the other hand, it's now obvious he's hiding something. Can you help me? Whoa.
Wow.
Well, let's give her a call.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
My wife Laura is back for the third time as my co-host on this episode. We just got an email from Angel. She's a 23-year-old single mom in Valdosta, Texas. A year ago, she met Antonio on Plenty of Fish. He's 25 and works as a DJ at a nightclub. He also lives in Valdosta, and he's a single dad to a 4-year-old girl. Angel says that Antonio is sweet, caring, and supportive, but he's never able to meet in person, even though Valdosta is a very small town. Angel wants to build a future with Antonio, but thinks he might be hiding something. Laura and I are giving Angel a call to find out more.
Hey!
Hi!
Hi!
What's up, Angel?
Angel is fresh-faced with her hair pulled back tightly from her face. She's wearing a brown t-shirt and glasses. She gives us a little wave and a big smile. Laura immediately notices some items sitting on the kitchen counter behind her.
I'm looking at your cookie jar. Is that a cookie jar?
All I can look at is the cookie jar. So what's up? What do you do?
I actually am a stay-at-home mom, and I just started going back to school.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Can you tell us a little bit about Antonio?
So you met him on Plenty of Fish?
Yeah. We started talking as friends, and then eventually it was like, okay, let's give it a shot.
And how often do you guys talk?
We talk every day. I really love him. He's really sweet and understanding, especially being a single parent. And he understands, like, both of my parents passing in the past couple years.
I'm so sorry.
He's been really a good emotional support system when I need anything.
I guess the big question, though, is you've been talking to this guy for 6 months. You both seem to really like each other, and you live in the same small town. Why haven't you met up?
I've tried to meet him. He was like, I'm gonna come by your house. So I sent him the address, and I waited like 3 hours for him and never showed up.
Yeah. Whoa.
Laura is a little shocked by that. She makes a face.
You gave him your address.
Yeah, and like I've asked him for his address. And he's like, oh, I sent it to you, but I never got it. I asked him, I was like, well, can you send it again? And he never did.
Yeah, let me just take a shower first.
Yeah, I'll do it in a second. So there's some interesting, strange communication things happening with this guy.
Yeah, every time I've tried to video chat, he's always came up with some kind of excuse. Oh, I don't video chat on this phone. I've got a different phone that I video chat on. When this phone doesn't work, I switch over. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to add him on Facebook to like be able to video chat. And I found his profile. I sent a friend request and like I never ended up getting a friend request back or like it being accepted.
And you never mentioned to Antonio like, hey, I sent you a friend request.
Yeah. And he was like, I never received one.
Huh. Okay.
Does he have any other social media?
I can't find it.
A lot of red flags here.
This guy sounds kind of shady.
Angel nods.
Does he send you photos via text ever?
Of his face.
I've only gotten one picture actually from his phone. It was actually of him laying in the hospital.
Uh-oh.
He was having some issues with depression, and they were basically trying to figure out like what was going on.
How much of this guy's story do you think is BS? Do you know for sure that he's in Valdosta?
He's actually sent me pictures of the nightclub.
Okay.
And they weren't from the Facebook profile that the nightclub has. It wasn't like off their page.
I like it. Angel's on it. The fact that you even looked at that means that you're not being naive here.
Well, okay. So on one hand, this guy Antonio sounds wonderful. But on the other hand, something's up because what's his deal? Why is he hard to meet up with?
Yeah.
Is he a catch or a catfish? That's the question.
I'm hoping that it turns out in a happy ending.
I guess we're gonna hop on a plane and go to Valdosta.
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 Yeah.
Let's Valdosta.
Hopefully he doesn't Valdosta.
Angel laughs.
All right. Thanks, Angel.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. All right. She knows.
She knows what?
She knows he's lying. I mean, come on. She's doing a lot of research. She's looking at the page of the club and seeing, making sure the photos he's sending aren't from there. All right. So, Georgia, here we come.
Here we come.
Laura and I just landed at the Valdosta Regional Airport. We're on our way to Angel's house. It's a sunny day, and we're surrounded by trees driving down the highway.
And I'm very curious what her deal breakers are.
Right.
If he's not the guy in the photos, maybe that's fine. What if he doesn't have a daughter? Maybe that's fine. I mean, maybe anything's fine.
Wow.
She just wants to know the truth.
We pull into Angel's driveway.
Cute little white house.
Okay.
There's an American flag on the front lawn and a blue Texas star on the garage.
All right.
Ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Laura and I get out of the car and walk up to a red front door with a beveled glass insert in the middle. Laura knocks. Angel opens the door with a big smile.
Angel!
Hi! Come on in.
Angel leads us through the house into the kitchen. A display of coffee mugs hang on the wall above the counter. And there they are.
Whoa!
This is the cookie jar.
Laura takes the lid off, and I pull out a big chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, pretty good.
All right. Should we sit?
We go into the living room. There's a red carpet under two large brown leather couches with a dark wood coffee table in the middle. Laura and I sit next to each other on one couch, and Angel sits on the other.
All right, so, you've been talking to this guy now for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a relationship. He's your boyfriend.
Angel nods.
Yes.
And how intimate have you been with each other?
We said, like, we love you to each other.
Okay, wow. We haven't even said that to each other yet. How did you come to love this guy? I mean,
he's actually been there to talk to me, like, through a lot of stuff. Like, if, like, I'm down, like, he'll sit there and be like, if you need me, I'm here.
Every day you're in communication.
Every day.
And you've tried to meet up.
Yes. Like, he said, oh, we'll meet up. Like, I waited, like, for hours. And he was like, I just don't have the gas to come.
Laura leans back on the couch and makes a face.
Has he ever asked you for money?
Yes.
Yes.
What?
Yes. As he went into the hospital, I got a message from his phone saying that it was his friend.
Classic.
Yeah. She said if I loved him, that I would send him money.
What?
And what did you do?
I sent it.
Oh my God. And you sent it?
Yeah.
Laura and I look at each other. This is not good.
How did you send it?
Cash App. I sent it to the profile that he has on there. That's the first time I sent money. I've sent multiple times.
What?
I've sent almost like $400.
Now this just seems like a scam.
I mean, but he trusts me. Like, close to the beginning, he gave me like his actual like bank account information in order to like go on Verizon and pay his phone bill.
What?
Why can't he do it?
I don't know.
Did you go and pay his bill?
And I went to like the little kiosk machine that they have. Right. I typed in his phone number, but there was a different name that came up on there. He told me his name was Antonio James.
Right.
Mr. Williams came up.
What?
Laura's getting upset.
And I asked him, where did Williams come in? And he wouldn't respond.
Who's this guy?
I mean, like, it frustrates me because, like, I've, like, done a lot for him and, like, got nothing in return. But then I just need somebody to talk to. And when I text him, like, I get that.
Emotional
support. Just there emotionally, right. Basically, and support-wise. It really does help.
All right, I gotta see this guy.
Okay.
Angel hands me her phone.
This is the profile that he has.
So is that supposed to be him?
The guy's super hot.
Antonio is lying on a bed, shirtless, looking dreamily into the camera. An adorable white dog sits on his tattoo-covered chest.
Come on, you're not talking to this guy. It's like the perfect hot tattooed fake guy to use on a fake, like,
yeah.
Classic catfish guy.
Wait, but so do you think you're talking to this guy?
Yeah.
Angel, if a guy who says he lives in your hometown, who can't meet up with you, who's asking you for money, happens to look like this, you gotta know that's bullshit.
Angel smiles sheepishly.
Can you show us how you sent him money?
Angel pulls it up.
There's the Cash App.
Right. You made 21 payments and sent $389.
That's his daughter.
Yeah, that's his daughter.
Here's one you sent him in April. Said, all I literally have, $10.
Wow. Doesn't this guy just seem like a scam artist? He goes on Plenty of Fish. He finds women that have gone through a tough time. He convinces them. I mean...
But, like, he said he's not with me for money. Like, that he really loves me.
Laura shakes her head in disbelief.
There's still, like, a really big question mark about why this guy who claims to love you can't show up.
Yeah.
But you still feel love for this guy.
Yeah, like it's there.
All right, well look, we're gonna figure this out. Email us everything and let us do some research and see what we can find.
Okay.
I'm ready to bust the door down.
I'm fired up. All right, we're gonna take care of this. We're gonna get that money back.
All right, I'll see you guys.
Laura and I give Angel a hug.
Talk to you later.
Laura and I are driving back to our hotel. Angel's story has really gotten under our skin. We need to get to the bottom of this.
I feel so bad for this girl.
Awful.
I just can't believe she's buying it. He sends her to the store to pay his bill.
With his bank account, which he could have just done himself.
Right. Maybe that wasn't his bank account. Maybe that was like a stolen account.
And he didn't want to get busted.
Right.
He went from being this sweet, nice guy to being a complete diabolical scam artist.
It's the next day, and Laura and I are driving through downtown Valdosta. There are tree-lined streets with old-fashioned style street lamps and two-story buildings. We find the perfect spot to start our investigation.
Here we go. Whoa, this is cool.
We pass an open kitchen at the front of the restaurant and go upstairs to get some privacy. The large, airy space has floor-to-ceiling windows on the far end and hardwood floors. There are silver mirrors decorating the wall and a long wood table in the center of the room. Laura and I sit down at a small table and get to work.
All right. Angel and Antonio.
Angel's going through a very difficult time in her life. She's feeling like she needs a new friend. She joins Plenty of Fish, meets a super hot guy. Everything's going great.
But only a couple weeks in,
he suddenly starts asking for money. And then he says, go pay my phone bill. And then she looks and finds out that Verizon account, the last name isn't James, that it's Williams. He sounds like a big scam artist.
Let's just see if we can catch this catfish scammer.
I open my computer and read the email we just got from Angel.
She says, "Hey guys, I can't thank you both enough for your help. This is what I know about him. Antonio James, 25 years old. He has a 4-year-old daughter, works at Deja Vu Nightclub as a DJ. Here's his Facebook page. I also attached the 2 pics he sent me inside Deja Vu when he was at work. And here's the pic of him at the hospital."
Oh, I want to see the photos.
Whoa. Okay. So here he is actually, like, legit in a hospital bed.
It does look real. Antonio is in a hospital gown with tubes coming out of his nose, laying in a hospital bed.
And that does look like the guy.
Yeah. What else? Oh, here's Deja Vu. It does look like they haven't opened yet, right? Yeah. Like, all the lights are on.
It's a picture of an empty bar with red walls, a white counter, and black leather bar stools.
Can we look up Deja Vu nightclub to see if those are even from there?
I go to the Deja Vu website and compare the photos.
Yeah, it looks like the same club, same stools.
I think there's a very real likelihood that whoever she's talking to does work at Deja Vu, and that's the only true thing about him. But why would a catfish who's lying about everything else give out his real place of work?
Why would he even live here? Why would he be in Valdosta at all?
Right. It doesn't make any... I mean, like, a catfish giving out their real workplace would definitely be a first.
Should we reverse image search the photos?
Sure. Let's run some pictures.
I drop in a photo of Antonio with long braids into Google image search.
No. All right.
A photo in a gray tank top.
Here. No. No hits.
All right, so should we just start at the Facebook account?
Antonio James.
I click on the Facebook link that Angel gave us.
All right.
Hot guy.
He's got 57 friends, so for a hot guy on Facebook, this is probably not a real account. And all the friends are female. Oh, here was a post from March. "I'm an music artist on the raise. Team Easy, a.k.a. Easy to God."
Easy to God.
Look, Easy to God. There's even a watermark on this photo.
It's a picture of Antonio in a red tank top.
I'm surprised that she didn't know that he had a name.
She knew about this page.
Let's look up Easy to God.
I do a Google search for Easy to God, and there he is.
Oh.
There he is. Whoa, 22.4 thousand followers.
This is our guy.
This is the guy. The only question is this the guy she's been talking to?
Let's hit him up on Instagram.
I send him a message. "Hey, Easy to God. This is Neve from Catfish. We think someone is using your pictures. Please give me a call when you can."
All right, so let's let Easy get back to us. In the meantime,
let's run the phone number.
I search the number we have for Antonio.
Oh, wait a second.
James Williams.
Whoa. When she went to pay this bill, it said Williams. Mr. Williams.
Mr. Williams.
Same last name.
Antonio James sounds like he's now James Williams.
And there is an address. Valdosta.
Laura writes down James Williams, Valdosta, Georgia, in her notebook and circles it.
Okay.
Look, a home phone number. Interesting.
Do we just call him?
I guess you could call him, pretend to be like a solicitor.
Laura smiles and dials the number.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling for James Williams.
Who's calling?
This is in regard to his bill.
Okay, hold on a minute. James?
Laura looks at me with wide eyes. Is this gonna work?
What are you gonna say?
Laura mouths, "I don't know."
"What do you need to know? I think he's about to jump in the shower. I'm his wife."
Laura gasps and hangs up.
Oh, God. I got scared.
So okay, wait.
So James Williams
James Williams.
That's his wife.
Is married.
And he's hopping in the shower.
Maybe. The reason he can't meet up is he's married.
I wonder if his wife
He might
knows.
Have a wife. Maybe his wife's in on it.
She might be.
I can't believe this guy. What are we going to do?
Let's go to Facebook and look up James Williams, Valdosta.
No results.
Whoa, getting a phone call. Hello, this is Neve. Who's this?
Sherry, I'm Easy to God's manager.
Oh, hi.
We're trying to track someone down.
So I guess Easy showed you our message.
Yes, we've been trying to get rid of this guy for years.
Wait a second.
Whoa, you guys know about him?
Yeah, we do.
So you know about the Antonio James.
I've contacted Facebook, I've contacted Twitter, I've tried to eliminate his page.
Whoa.
He's taking women for money. He's doing all kinds of stuff.
Laura and I give each other a look. Oh, boy.
One night I contacted, I don't know, maybe 200-300 fans on his page and let them know that he was a fake.
What is Easy's name?
Enrique.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where does Enrique live?
New York.
He lives in New York. Got okay. It. Sherry, thank you so much. I'll be in touch. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. So wait a second.
Hold on. What? She knows this guy's a catfish.
Easy to gossip manager.
Knows that Antonio James has these profiles and is scamming women. This guy's a scam artist.
And the only thing he said specifically about Valdosta is that he works at Deja Vu. Maybe that's actually true. We gotta go there.
Yeah.
Find out if there's any guy that works there who, like,
is any one of these names.
Right. And go from there.
Okay.
You don't want to be in front of this train because it's game over for this guy.
Late nights at work taking a toll on your skin? Do you find yourself staring at those dark circles in the mirror? Well, it's time to meet your new best friend, Dark Circle Defense Balm from Lumen. Lumen is a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Whether you're a seasoned skincare pro or a total newbie, Lumen Skin has got you covered. Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm is a lightweight gel that absorbs seamlessly into your skin to brighten your under eyes and instantly plump dehydration lines. It's basically an espresso shot for your eyes. The best part? Lumen will let listeners of this podcast try the product out for free. Yes, you heard that right. Free. Head to lumenskin.com/wondery and get your free trial of Dark Circle Defense and their other amazing products now. Say goodbye to tired-looking eyes and say hello to a new and refreshed you. Don't wait any longer. Your skin will thank you. That's lumenskin.com/wondery for your free trial. Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Wow. We found out yesterday that Antonio is not only a catfish, but a huge scam artist. Who knows how many women there are, like Angel, who've been duped into giving him money. We found the real guy, who's a musician named Enrique and goes by the name Easy to God. His manager says that they've been trying to track this catfish down for years. Laura and I want to get this guy so badly. We're on our way to the Deja Vu nightclub where Antonio says he works.
I think I see it.
Whoa, is that it?
Well, let's just check it out.
We're in a pretty deserted area. There aren't many businesses around. We pull into an empty parking lot with a one-story building painted black with no windows. We walk around to the front.
That door looks sort of like it could be open.
I look through the glass doors. There's a front room with a black leather couch, and I can see into the bar area. There's a person inside.
Oh, there's somebody here.
Oh, yeah, somebody's here. Security.
The door opens, and a guy in a red t-shirt with a security company logo steps out.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? We were wondering if there's, like, someone we could talk to, maybe, like, a manager. Is there someone here I could just ask a quick couple questions? Can we come in? All right, cool.
Thank you.
Laura and I follow the security guard into the club. Another guy comes out to the front. He's wearing a red t-shirt with 5th Annual East Side Day written on the front.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, there.
Hi.
We all shake hands.
Is this your place?
Yeah.
Nice. What's your name?
Cap.
Cap?
Yeah.
Neve and Laura.
Laura, hi.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
You familiar with the show?
Catfish?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We're making an episode helping this girl. She says she has been talking to a guy who says he works here. So we just wanted to come by to see if that's true and if you'd ever heard of this guy. You pretty much know everybody who works here?
Not everybody, almost.
Okay. Well, so wait, maybe you'll know
him. We got like 30 people.
Oh, wow. All right. Okay.
All right, so do you know anyone called Antonio James?
Cap shakes his head.
Antonio.
Any Antonios that work here, as far as you know?
I think we might got a few Tonys.
What about James Williams?
Nah, I don't think so. I can look and...
Can we come with you?
Laura and I follow Cap into the club. There are two women setting up the bar.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Let's ask the ladies.
All right.
Laura and I hang back in the bar while Cap goes to get the staff list.
We're doing an episode, and the guy who we're looking for says he works here.
What's his name?
Antonio James, maybe?
Or just an Antonio?
Antonio?
Mm-mm.
What about anyone with the last name Williams? The James Williams?
one with the last name Williams.
James Williams, no.
Cap comes back into the bar.
I didn't see anybody by the name of Antonio James.
I show them my phone with the pictures that Antonio sent of the club.
But he did send her these photos, which are clearly of this club.
He was here.
When it's like closed.
Cap takes the phone to take a closer look at the pictures. He points to someone in the next room.
Hey, that's you.
She and another woman come to the bar and sit down with us. They all want to help.
Wait, so who took this photo?
Did someone get the photo?
Nobody in there, though.
So whoever she's talking to has been in this club when you're closed.
Right.
He says he's a DJ.
He
said
he's a DJ.
Do you have any resident DJs here that, like, DJ often?
Yeah. Yes.
You do.
DJ Tails.
DJ Easy.
Easy DaGod?
I mean, that could just be a coincidence.
A coincidence? His name's Easy. He's a DJ. What?
Photos he's been stealing is a DJ Easy DaGod from Brooklyn. Right.
Has he worked here in the last 6 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. We need DJ Easy's real name.
Call DJ Tez.
Cap takes out his phone and dials Tell's number.
Tez, what's going on? Hey, what's DJ Easy's name? You know his real name? All right. They say his name is Eric.
Eric?
Yeah.
Does anyone have any way of getting in touch with this DJ Easy?
I probably could.
All right, so I'll leave you my number, and then I guess figure out if we can get in touch with him. But I don't want to tip him off.
All right,
let's go talk to Angel, see what she thinks about all this.
All right.
Guys, just keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah, we'll. If you see anyone snapping pictures.
Yeah,
right. I definitely know this.
You done turned them into the investigators. Now they're going to get to the bottom of it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Let me know if you hear anything.
We'll be in touch soon, I hope.
Cap walks Laura and me out to the car.
Thanks, Cap.
Bye.
Wow. All right. So
major discoveries, I think.
Potentially.
I think it's this guy. DJ Easy. There's just too many coincidences, right?
We're on our way back to Angel's house to give her an update. I give her a call.
Hello.
Hey, Angel. It's Laura and Neve.
Hey.
We're coming by to give you some information that we found. Is that cool?
Yeah, great.
Okay, great. We'll be over in like 5.
All right, thanks.
We're back at Angel's house, sitting around the glass dining room table.
Okay.
We've got some stuff to talk about.
Major information.
I hope it's good. I'm hoping that it's actually him.
As in,
like, the person I'm talking to, like, the pictures and everything, like, they're real.
Laura looks over at me.
All right. Some of what we show you is definitely going to be upsetting. But let's show you what we found.
Okay.
The first thing we did was we searched the phone number. And that came up registered to a James Williams.
He does live in Valdosta.
Right.
And we found another phone number for this person.
Right. So Laura called the number.
And a woman answered. And I asked if James Williams was there. And she said yes. And said that she was his wife.
Angel nods sadly and looks down.
So that was obviously not a great call.
Okay.
So the next thing we did was we were very curious about these Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm.
We reverse searched some of his images on his profile, and
we didn't find anything.
Nothing came up.
But, so
did you notice that he keeps tagging Easy DaGod?
No, I didn't.
So we went and found that Instagram, and it's somebody, 22,000 followers.
And that looks just like a similar picture.
And that's the guy, that's him.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that he's making music.
You know, he's a legit guy that people know.
Right.
Okay.
So we sent him a direct message, and we got a phone call back from his manager.
Cherie.
So Cherie told us that he's a recording artist, or in real life, with a real manager.
His real name is Enrique.
And for years, they've known that there's someone impersonating him, using his pictures, who goes by Antonio, who's been scamming women. So we know the guy you're talking to is not this guy.
Angel takes this in. Her face clouds over.
So basically, I have no idea who I'm talking to.
Or if they care about you at all.
Angel wipes tears from her eyes.
Like, I've put a lot into this, and, like, I've been totally honest. I just want to know why. Like, I've sent money to somebody who I thought, you know, like, really needed it. Not, like, somebody who was, like, you know, trying to be somebody else.
You are a victim of a scammer, and it's awful.
because you didn't do anything wrong. You met someone who seemed nice. You opened yourself up to them.
Hoping for the best.
And they took advantage of you. And I'm sorry. This isn't the guy. Now we need to figure out who you are talking to. So, we went to the Deja Vu nightclub.
No one knew anyone Antonio. A name did come up that rang a bell for us.
Well, we mentioned the real guy's name is...
Easy the God.
Right.
And they said, what? There is a DJ Easy...
Who has DJed at Deja Vu.
Okay, well, what is DJ Easy's real name?
Right.
And they said, Eric...
But not James.
Not James Williams.
So that's sort of where we're at. The only way for sure to get in touch with the person who's been scamming you is to contact the number that you've been using to talk to them.
I do want to figure out who is behind this. Like, I've given you money. I've given you, like, my actual address. Like, you're not even telling me the truth.
All right, let's try.
I dial the number.
Your call has been forwarded.
All right, so I guess should we send a text?
Hey, Antonio, I'm here in Valdosta with Angel Filming Catfish and would love to meet you. Okay, and we're off.
Let's see what he says.
Okay.
Give him till the end of the day to get back to us.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to get this guy.
Angel nods sadly. I give her a hug.
Thanks so much.
Let's go. All right. Get out of your hair.
Angel walks us to the door. Laura gives her a hug.
Hi, Angel.
Laura and I are driving back to our hotel. This was a tough day.
Wow, Angel is really distraught. I feel terrible for her.
There's no doubt in my mind that this guy is a scam artist.
Right.
And I think she also is coming to terms with that.
It's the next morning. We get a text.
Whoa. All right, is this Cap? Okay. Hey, Neve, I was calling because I got some information that might help you out. Give me a call back when you're available.
So let's call him. What do you got, Cap?
Hello?
Hey, good morning. What's up, Cap?
After you guys left, later on, one of my other employees came in, and she said she overheard my security guard talking about how he got girls online or whatever, and he goes by the name Antonio. He was showing her a lot of pictures.
What?
Wait a second.
He was telling the other employee that there was his trophies or something like that.
Laura's eyes go wide.
His trophies?
Yeah.
Who is this guy? How long has he worked for you?
He's been working for about a few months.
Well,
actually, he's up here with me now, getting ready for the open up for the day.
What does this guy look like?
Actually, he was the guy who opened the door for you guys.
So he knows we're on to it.
Oh my God.
Right.
No.
Are you cool with us coming back and meeting with this guy at your club?
Yeah, man, I'm cool with that.
Hang tight, don't say anything. I'll shoot you a text when we're heading over, and we'll see you in a little bit.
All right, sweet.
What?
This is a high-stakes situation.
We don't even know that this is the guy, so I feel like we should go there, talk to him, see if it's him, and if it is, get his side of the story.
All right, back to Deja Vu.
This is a fucking first if Antonio really told the truth about where he works. We've never nailed someone like that.
Hello?
Hey, we've got some news. We think we found our guy, and we know where he is. So get yourself ready. We will pick you up.
Okay, great.
See you soon.
We're with Angel outside her house. She's anxious to hear what we know.
So here's what we found out. We spoke to the owner over at Deja Vu this morning, and he said he just found out the security guard was bragging about all these girls he talks to on the internet, and he calls himself Antonio.
He calls them his trophies.
Angel's mouth drops open.
Trophies?
Yeah. And apparently it's the same security guard that when we went there yesterday, he opened the door for us.
He was there.
So he knows we're here.
I have like a ton of questions.
Let's just head over there and stop wondering and start answering. We don't even know how many girls he's been scamming.
I promise you, I'm nobody's trophy. I'm not something you can sit on a shelf.
That's for sure.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
We might have found our guy. We actually came face to face with him yesterday, but didn't even know it. Cap just told us that the security guard who let us into the club was overheard saying that he was talking to a lot of girls online, and he's been using the name Antonio. Okay, we're gonna go back to Deja Vu Nightclub to get the truth. We pull into the parking lot of the club. I text Cap, we're out back. He responds, I'm coming out. I turn to Angel.
You ready to do this?
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
Very.
I'm kind of freaking out.
Cap comes out of the club. Today, he's wearing a bright chartreuse t-shirt and camo print pants.
There he is. All right.
Hey,
hey
how
Cap.
You doing?
Good to see you.
All right.
Thanks.
Good to see you again.
He shakes our hands.
This is Angel.
How you doing?
This is Cap.
All right.
So, he's in there?
Yeah, he in there. I ain't tell him what for. I just told him y'all would come by and ask you some questions.
Oh, you told him. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you asking about his name being James?
Right.
I didn't know that. His name, because I call him Jay.
Jay.
Yeah, so. Oh. When I had looked at his application and seen that his name was James Williams.
Whoa. So that is his name.
Okay.
Well, let's head on in.
We follow Cap into the club. We can see James by the bar.
That's him over there. You don't know that guy, do you?
Mm-mm.
Here we go.
I walk up to James, who's setting up chairs around the dance floor. He has short dreads, glasses, and is wearing a black t-shirt and black pants.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hello. How are you?
Good. Neve.
Nice to meet you.
James shakes my hand.
Nice to meet you. Jay.
Yeah.
Or James. Jay.
Just Jay.
James looks uncomfortable.
Oh, okay. Didn't get a chance to meet you yesterday, but you let us in.
Yeah, I saw you yesterday.
Did anyone mention what we were doing around here?
You said you were looking for somebody.
I think there's a chance you may have been talking to our friend Angel. Do you know who she is?
No.
You don't know who she is?
No, I do not.
She's been talking to someone in Valdosta. She's become very close with him. And he said he worked here. And a couple things sort of point us to you.
But your name is James Williams, right?
My legal name?
Yeah.
Yeah, how do y'all know my legal name?
The number that Angel's been texting and talking to is registered to James Williams. And Cap confirmed that that's also your name. So I'm pretty sure it's you that Angel's been talking to.
Angel stares at James. He looks down. He bites his lip. Finally, he smiles and says,
okay, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so that is you.
Yes.
So you've been calling yourself Antonio.
Yes.
Angel closes her eyes.
I need a break.
All right.
Angel goes outside.
I think you can understand why she might be upset.
James nods.
Yes. I can understand.
Okay. I'm going to go with Angel. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Laura walks out to find Angel.
Obviously, you're not the guy in the photos. Angel's very invested in this, both emotionally and financially.
Huh.
And you have not been honest with her.
No, I have not.
She, I think, deserves to know what's up. You're taking money from Angel.
That was offered to me. It was never my intention.
Well, okay, but she's offered because you've suggested you needed money.
I was just telling her what I was going.
I know, but she sent you almost $400. And when she sent it to you, you took it.
Yes.
You okay? That's his voice.
That's him?
Yes. I'm sorry.
For him to, like, pretend that he didn't even know you is so stupid.
Why? Like, just why?
I'm so sorry.
Like, put me through all this for what? I sent you money. Like, I want it back. I want to sit down and get answers of why.
Are you ready to go back in and talk to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Laura and Angel come back into the club where I've been talking to James.
We kind of want to sit down so we can get some answers. I think Angel's ready.
Can we just set some chairs up?
Mm-hmm.
We put some chairs in a circle and sit down.
So you're from Valdosta?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
And are you married?
I'm not married.
Why then, when we called you on your house phone, did your wife answer?
House? I don't have a house.
You're not married? Do you live with someone?
Nobody living with me, and I'm not married.
Okay. Well, it could have been a weird mix-up. Sometimes these websites aren't perfect.
Whose bank account information did you give me?
Do you remember sending her to the Verizon store?
Yeah, that was my bank account information.
But why can't you just pay your bill?
I wasn't able to make it to the store that day, honestly.
Laura gives him an incredulous look.
Do you even have a daughter?
Yes, I have a daughter. I'll show you pictures of her.
How many women do you think you've catfished?
That's quite a few.
More than 10?
Yes.
More than 40?
Yes.
100?
More than that.
More than,
wow. More than 100?
Yes.
Over how many years?
Since I was like 19.
Laura is completely shocked.
That's 15 years.
Yes.
Wow.
Why did you tell me that you love me? Like, are your feelings even real, or were you just saying that?
I honestly love you as a person, honestly, but not romantically.
Why say it to me? You really led me on to believe like you were somebody like that I could make a future with. It was just basically a game.
No, it's not a game for me.
Do you feel bad?
Yes, I do feel bad.
That's hard to believe. When you admit that you've been doing this for 15 years to hundreds of women, like,
yeah.
It just sounds like you're a con artist.
It's never about the money for me.
If it's not about the money, then why send a picture of Antonio in the hospital and say, if he doesn't get money, he's gonna...
If you love me, you would send the money. If you love my friend, you would send the money.
Those messages I don't remember, honestly, I don't.
She remembers.
Every story that I told you, I was just telling you what I was going through at that time. And I didn't ask for that money. You offered.
You gave her your Cash App information.
Right.
So you are asking for money if you're getting...
She asked for it.
No. Like, I said I would have to see because I was going through things that I had to pay for. And you got upset if I couldn't help. I'm a single mother. You know, like, I barely have money. I've literally sent you my last $10 and I went without.
I honestly don't recall that message that you're talking about. I honestly don't. But the intention is never to scam anyone.
But that's not true. Because you've talked to hundreds of people. Are you ready to, like, be real about it?
I'm honestly not pretending. I've done some deceiving things, honestly. Which I can't take back and I do feel sorry for. But honestly, it started off as a coping mechanism for me. I hid behind this picture. I was bullied in school because I was always bigger. That was a coping mechanism.
I was bullied, but I'm not gonna hide behind a picture and treat people the way that I got treated. That's not right.
I want to believe that you're using this as a coping mechanism, but like, do you know how we know who you are? It's because you were bragging to someone that worked at the club and saying like, I got all these girls and they're my trophies.
James smiles sheepishly and puts his head in his hands.
That doesn't sound like someone that's going through a hard time. That sounds like you are taking people as trophies.
They're not trophies.
Did you say that?
I've never expressed them as trophies. But I can admit that I have a problem. I honestly want to stop. If you will allow me to be your friend as me, I would love to.
I don't think that's possible. You've lost my trust completely.
I'm truly sorry, like, honestly, for all of this.
Maybe you can start regaining her trust by repaying her. That's like a very specific, clear way that you can repay your debt.
James nods.
Yeah.
And I want to believe you that you're ready to, like, finally stop, but you got to be ready now to prove it.
I turn to Angel.
Is there anything else that you want to say, or are we...
I don't think so.
All right. Thank you for talking and admitting and coming clean and explaining all this. All right, man. See you around.
I shake James's hand.
Thank
More
you,
catfishing.
Guys.
Yeah.
We walk out to the lobby where Cap is waiting.
Thank you, Cap.
Thanks for helping us clear that up.
Hey, no problem.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'll give you a hug, child.
Cap gives Angel a hug. Laura, Angel, and I walk back to the car.
How do you feel about all that?
How is that a coping method?
I would believe him if he weren't making out financially. He's the most manipulative catfish you've ever had.
What's next for Angel?
Working on me, my daughter, and just going to school.
No new friends?
No.
Is that where we're at right now?
Angel smiles.
Yeah, no new friends.
Laura's right. James is the most manipulative person we've ever seen on the show. And he never really took responsibility for what he did. I guess he was sorry for pretending to be someone else, but he didn't cop to taking money from Angel. I wonder how much he took from all the others. It looks like Angel is going to be okay. She was so hurt by what happened, but we did make her smile in the end, and that's good. 2 months later, we checked back in.
Hey!
Hey!
Angel gives us a wave. She's all smiles.
What's up, Angel? Have you spoken to James?
He texts me, like, ever so often.
Huh.
But
I have no feelings.
So has James offered to pay you back at all?
He said that he was going to, but it's become a thing over time, so.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hold my breath for that one.
Are you talking to anyone now?
I have a friend that I've been talking to. He's really nice.
Wait a second, is this an internet relationship?
We've got to video chat, we've got to everything, so I know he's real.
All right, good.
Check, check, check.
All right, Angel, hang in there, okay?
All right, I will.
Bye.
Bye.
Angel signs off. Now it's time to call James.
Hello.
Whoa, James. Hey, man. What's been going on since we all last met up?
I've retired.
You retired? So Antonio is gone or what?
Yes, he's gone. It's a struggle sometimes, but it's a relief.
Yeah, I think that's probably best just for everybody.
Yes.
And what about Angel? There was some money involved. Have you ever tried and pay her back some of that?
Yes, I'm working towards it.
It doesn't have to be all at once.
Pay her back.
I'm working on it.
No more fake profiles, no more romance scamming.
You really have to stop asking people for money.
Yeah.
Take it easy, man.
You too.
Bye.
This is Catfish, the podcast. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review. And be sure to tell your friends. You can follow this show on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, on the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. In the episode notes, you'll find some links and offers from our sponsors. Please support them. Another way you can support the show is by filling out a survey at wondery.com/survey. I'm your host, Neve Shulman. This episode was produced by Donna Hyams. Sound design is by Rob Spate. Additional assistance by Eugene Pereiras. Our coordinating producer is Matt Gant. Tanja Thigpen is our managing producer. Our series producer is Kate Young.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.